Number 9996, Annabelle E., oh, I'm sorry, case number 9997, Lonnie and Jane Roth, northwest of Route 312, intersection of Crease Lane, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
There you go.
There's a picture of that.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Jane Roth, 32549 River Road, Northwest.
Is testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I have packets. Good evening. I have packets of information for everybody.
All right, ma'am. Ma'am, you were explaining to the board we got this package coming down.
Yeah.
Have this. Be tearing this existing home down?
No. I'm applying for a variance to put a home in place on a plot of land.
Okay.
And I need a 15-foot variance in the front. 25-foot instead of the 40-foot variance off of River Road.
Why can't you make the 40-foot variance?
Because I have a lagoon in my property, and it's bulkheaded, and I have to stay approximately at least 10 foot away from the bulkheading, so I don't disturb the bulkheading.
And Denrec tells you that? Denrec tells you that?
Yes, sir.
How about your corner?
So you'll need two variances then, right?
No. I need one variance, sir. What you have there shows three different lots, and that's already been surveyed and made into one lot.
Oh, okay.
So all three are one lot now.
All three.
Okay.
And it states that I will need a 5-foot variance off of Charisse Lane, which I will not need.
Okay. You'll make the 15 feet. Okay.
Great.
Mr. Chairman, across the street on your map, parcel 66 has a variance there also, next to C1 district.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from the bulkhead to the road is only 71 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The house itself is 28 feet wide, and I'm going to have an 8-foot all-seasons porch on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And staying what I feel is appropriate of 10 foot away from the bulkheading, which also gives me room to mow my grass in the back and whatever. I just feel that we need the variance.
Okay. So you're going to be 8 feet. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Stretchin?
No.
Mr. Mill? Do you have any questions? Okay, hearing no questions from members of the board? You know, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Had three in favor and no opposition.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9997. It's an odd-shaped lot. Existing buildings kind of keeps her from moving the house anywhere else. Certainly be an improvement to what is there now.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9997. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Case number 9997.